Section 8. Glorified be thy name, O Lord my God. Thou beholdest my dwelling place, and the prison into which I am cast, and the woes I suffer. By thy might, no pen can recount them, nor can any tongue describe or number them. I know not, O my God, for what purpose thou hast abandoned me to thine adversaries. Thy glory beareth me witness. I sorrow not for the vexations I endure for love of thee, nor feel perturbed by the calamities that overtake me in thy path. My grief is rather because thou delayest to fulfill what thou hast determined in the tablets of thy revelation and ordained in the books of thy decree and judgment. My blood at all times addresseth me, saying, O thou who art the image of the most merciful, how long will it be ere thou riddest me of the captivity of this world and deliverest me from the bondage of this life? Didst thou not promise me that thou shalt dye the earth with me and sprinkle me in the faces of the inmates of thy paradise? To this I make reply, Be thou patient and quiet thyself. The things thou desirest can last but an hour. As to me, however, I quaff continually in the path of God the cup of his decree, and wish not that the ruling of his will should cease to operate, or that the woes I suffer for the sake of my Lord, the most exalted, the all-glorious, should be ended. Seek thou my wish, and forsake thine own. Thy bondage is not for my protection, but to enable me to sustain successive tribulations, and to prepare me for the trials that must needs repeatedly assail me. Perish that lover who discerneth between the pleasant and the poisonous in his love for his beloved. Be thou satisfied with what God hath destined for thee. He verily ruleth over thee as he willeth and pleaseth. No God is there but him, the inaccessible, the Most High.